Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Philippians, and we're in chapter 4. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
You know what God wants? He wants us to be united in our hearts with Him. And what the devil does is he does everything he can to get out the crowbar and try to press us away from him. And sometimes we cooperate by getting all caught up in the chicken little thing, the sky's falling. We have to be careful about that because that could be said pretty much at any given moment because there is a corruption in the world through lust, which means there's always going to be incremental cracks going on, isn't there? It's always been that way. There's just been a lot of earthquakey kind of stuff going on lately. This 2020, we could have just kind of skipped that altogether for most of us. We'd say, yeah, let's just skip that one, you know, but we don't get that choice. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. The real translation of the word nothing is not one. Not one thing, but not one, okay? And Greek's a very expressive language. Don't be worried about any one thing at all. Is implied, but it's not one. So if you think about the thing that gets up under your skin and bugs you, you got to kind of look at that and say, there it is. That's that thing. And I don't want to be anxious. I don't want to be divided. I don't want to be disunified or distracted. And he says, because that's easier said than done, he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When I looked at prayer and supplication, those two words have a very interesting resonance to me at this juncture. Because the words literally have the idea of to wish towards, that's prayers, to wish towards God. And supplications has to do with what you want. And you have to ask yourself what it is that you really do want. What do you want? You know what I think a lot of people I'm perceiving, this has been, in fact, it actually... I wanted to write it down when I got here because I just really kind of put it together. But what I've been seeing is that what people want in the world, seems to me right now, is they want everything to go back to normal. So maybe they're not working. Maybe things aren't as good or there's a little nervousness here. And you know what's happened in the corona shutdowns and stuff? Is people have been buying power tools off the shelves. Supplies are not there. That's what two stores told me. Yeah, we don't have any of those, man. People have been buying all that stuff up. And you know what they're doing? They're repaving their driveways. They're putting decks on. They're doing all kinds of things to fix things because they're not as busy, because perhaps they're laid off. And when I drove by a guy who just had his driveway paved, it just occurred to me that all those things have happened in my presence where some guys have said, yeah, we don't have any of those power tools. We have none of those drills. And it's because people are busy, maybe, like the ostrich, not wanting to acknowledge the fact that things are bad right now. Because reality check, things are bad out there. But they're real good in here. They're real good in the church. They're real good in Jesus. They're real good in our hearts because He's there. He's got us. No condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. He's the one who's my shepherd, valley of the shadow of death. He's with me. Doesn't matter what's going on. And I can anticipate chapter 3 following through for me and for you. So there's that. But still, we see the lost man running as fast as he can, staying busy. But I also can't deny the fact that I see both believers and unbelievers getting frustrated because it's a slow simmer underneath. And people are actually policing each other with masks. And, you know, it's happening. People are starting to get kind of angry at each other. And so what you ask yourself, what is it? You let your wants and your wishes know. Now think about those two words, because those are the supplications and prayers. That's what it has to do with. And you know what that is? That is bold intimacy. You know, if you really are going to get honest with God and tell Him what you really want, and then you're going to be able to turn around and do that with thanksgiving, That means the accounts have got to be all current, because when they're current, then you can begin to say, God, here's what I really want. And I hope you have some things that you could say you want that you would be proud of before the Lord, or be able to delight in and say, this is what God wants. I had to make a little list. I thought of this. I thought, first of all, I want to please Him. And so I'm thinking, Lord, what do I want? Well, I want to please You. Now, I say that to You, and I say that to you thinking, I don't know that I always do. If you've got 30, 60, 100-fold, I'm not 100-fold. I think I've missed the boat on so many things. That's just my self-reflection. But I don't know what you think about you. But before the Lord, I think probably that might come into it. But still, I can't answer for you. What do you want? God, I want to please You. I just do. And because I want to please You, and if I'm going to be honest, I'm telling you, if I want to please You, it's going to be hard because I don't know always how. Some things I just don't know how to do. You ever get frustrated not knowing how to do something? Somebody's showing you and showing you and showing you, and they finally get frustrated. Why don't you get this? As a kid, you might have got that from your parents. Well, sometimes you feel like that maybe with God, but God's not mad at you. He sees you trying to get up and walk in that step, whatever it is, where He said in chapter 3, He said, let each of us walk according to the same rule that we have attained to. So some of us are at one place and some of us are at another. And I just want to please Him. Another thing I thought of is I want to end well. I don't want to end badly. I don't want to be a mess. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be a disgrace. I thought, I want to be a better man. Because I see people who are really good that really make me feel like, well, I'm a pastor. That's a really good guy. That's a nice guy. So I'm just trying to be transparent with you, because I think when you see this verse and He says, be careful for nothing, there's things that distract us. Like if I say to you, I don't know how to please Him in so many words. I remember as a young man, just new in the faith, sitting out on the side of our house on the front of, I think we had the boat out there on the side of the house for a little while. But I remember sitting out there and looking at the stars and thinking, God, what do You got going on? What is this? You know, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? You know, life has happened now. That was probably 40 years ago. And I'm still looking at the stars and saying, Lord, I have no idea what's going on. Because the world's very big and I'm very small. And my splash has been just a little plop. It's there. I know it's there. But I wish it would have been bigger. I wish it would have been better. I wish it would have been more. And so that makes it hard for me to be thankful. And so I have to get down. I have to say, God, and this is what, take Your joy. So you have to work it through. And that's why you get back to the thanks. And the thanks is, God, what You've done is amazing in spite of me. So what am I doing? Rejoicing in the Lord. Because any good thing that's come out of this guy's life, it's Jesus. I just want to say that today. That's it. It's all I got, because I could do nothing without Him. Thanksgiving gives you back your joy. And He says, do all this, letting your requests be made known unto God. See, this is a real thing down here, you know. When Sandy Rios opens her show, she's got a guy on there saying, hey, this is real life, man. This is not, you know, something like that. And this is real. This is real. Souls are real. You're real, and I'm real, and we're going to be one day standing before Him, and we want to have that ability to do that with joy and not with shame, with confidence and not with shame. Verse 7 says, if you'll do this, if you'll really do this, if you will take the imperative upon yourself to rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord, if you'll do that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, this is interesting because the word peace means to be joined with God. You know, you've heard people say, you know, if you don't feel close as you once did to God, guess who moved, right? We've heard this. This is kind of a thing that we pretty much, yeah, I get that. I get that. You know, God doesn't move. We might turn our back on Him. We can grieve Him. We can quench Him. We've talked about that with the Holy Spirit. We can quench the Spirit. We can grieve the Spirit, but He's not leaving. Or we can be filled with the Spirit. Now, when we're filled with Him, we're face to face. Speak of that The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, lift up His countenance upon you, and give you peace. The idea that you're face to face with Jesus and God, and you have that relationship with Him, that's something that He wants. That's where peace is. The word peace means to join. And peacemakers are people who put one hand on God, put one hand on somebody who's lost, and help them come to know each other. That's part of the Beatitudes. We get to the place where we become peacemakers, we bring people along. But for our own peace, it's volatile, right? Every day it can be disrupted, upended. We can find ourselves in, you know, the slough of despair. It's possible because we need Him every day. We don't need Him today and not tomorrow. We need Him every day. And the Bible says that the peace of God, that union with God, which passes all understanding, and it does, right? Defies our understanding. Why in the world is He hanging out with me? Okay, first of all, what's this all about? So it defies our understanding. It passes all understanding. And the Bible says, shall keep. Now, I like this word. You might put a little circle around it. It's a compound word. It's got the word pro, which means before, like prophecy, telling something ahead of time. Well, this is the word phrueo. It's a hard word to say because it's got some letters in weird places, but phrueo is the idea. The idea means the peace of God will be a watcher in advance. Think about that. In advance. It's a watcher in advance. The peace is. Now, some people have said that means he's like an umpire. He's going to help you as you go. No, this says watching in advance. This doesn't mean He's calling the plays as they come. He's going ahead of you. He's gone ahead of you, which means it's sort of the thing you felt right once in a while. You're kind of going in your day. You maybe read a little something. A verse came up on your phone. If you have one of those apps or something, you know, God spoke, and it was like, oh, that's a nice verse. And then you found you needed it later in the day. He gave it to you because you needed it. He gave it to you because He saw your peace, and He was providing for it ahead of time. And I know that sounds clunky, but think about it the next time you have that experience and remind yourself that God is guarding your peace. He's going to guard your minds and your hearts. He's going to go before, and He's going to watch before, and He's going to take care of you. The word is used in other places in the days of Greek, when they were most in supply and basically in use everywhere. And the word was used post spies at the gate. Posting spies at the gate. So that's what the peace is doing. Peace of God. He's running block for you. He's going to give you peace. Now, does that mean you're not going to have any hard times? No, it means you're going to be able to have peace in the storms, right? See, people who are truly God's people are people who have peace in the valley of the shadow of death. That's what peace is. And that's one of those things that, yeah, it really just does. Give us another opportunity to what? Let our moderation be known. Why is it you're not freaking out right now? We can't be freaking out. You can't let them see you sweat, right? But the fact is only God can help you not sweat in front of the world. You can't go in glum and your shoulders down, your head down. You have to find Jesus in your heart as a priority so that you're focusing on Him. You got to find Him. And He says, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind. The word for mind here means your thoughts. It's going to keep your thoughts. That's a good thing. We want our thoughts kept because our thoughts can go here and there. There's a cartoon out there. It's called Over the Hedge. I really enjoyed the movie, but this one little squirrel was always squirrely. And when you'd be having a conversation, it's a squirrel. And he'd look the other side. He'd just be distracted. And that's what can happen to your peace. I've just lost it. It's gone. You know, it's just, whoa. But He's going to keep your thoughts in your perceptions. There's one. You know, my perception sometimes in these past few months has been all over the board. Yeah? It's easy to think of something and get all worked up about it because it is something. Jesus has got it, but it's something. You know, it's very something, but He's got it. And so as David did, he strengthened himself in the Lord.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.